And now, Stein Online presents Mark Stein's Song of the Week.
Hey, great to be with you, and this week we got some splainin' to do. Lucille Ball, born Jamestown, New York, August 6th, 1911. I Love Lucy went on the air October 15th, 1951, and never went off the air. Those black and white episodes are still playing out there somewhere 60 years on. Lucille Ball was a scatterbrained redhead on air and a savvy businesswoman off air, and she in effect created the business model for the successful network TV show that lives forever in syndication. Wilbur Hatch, who conducted the Desi Arnaz Orchestra on that famous theme music, died over 40 years ago, but in reruns, he's never laid down his baton. Did you know that that tune has a lyric?
Lucy, I love Lucy.
I love Lucy and she loves me. We're as happy as two can be. We have our quarrels, but then, oh, how we love making up again. Lucy kisses like no one can. She's my missus and I'm her man. And life is heaven, you see. Cause I love Lucy, yes, I love Lucy. And Lucy loves me.
I love Lucy and she loves me.
Desi Arnaz singing Harold Adamson's words to Elliot Daniels tune. Harold Adamson is the lyricist of Sinatra's I Couldn't Sleep a Wink Last Night and Hoagie Carmichael's My Resistance is Low, and the big love theme of An Affair to Remember, revived for Sleepless in Seattle, and best of all, lyricist of our Song of the Week, number 35, Time on My Hands. But he also wrote Desi's Serenade to Lucy. Lucille Ball's place in TV history is secure, but we're all about the music at Song of the Week. So what's Lucy's contribution to the American songbook? Well, it was my old friend George Abbott, who featured in this spot 2 weeks ago on our Richard Adler special. It was George Abbott who introduced Lucille Ball to Desi Arnaz when he cast them both in the film version of his big Broadway musical hit, Rodgers and Hart's Too Many Girls. And Lucy became the world's most famous redhead thanks to another musical. She was a brunette until she burst forth in flaming color in the film version of Cole Porter's show, Du Barry Was a Lady, 1943. Here she is in that film with another red, Red Skelton.
If you're ever down the well, ring my bell.
If you're ever up a tree, a fawn to me.
If you ever lose your teeth when you're out to dine, borrow mine.
Thank you.
It's friendship, friendship, just a perfect blendship. When other friendships have ceased to gel, ours will still be swell.
Razzle dazzle dazzle, bip bip bip.
Rootin' tootin' shootin', bang bang bang.
Weenie, weenie, weenie,
jeep, jeep, jeep.
If they ever black your eyes, put me wise. If they ever cook your goose, turn me loose. If they ever put a bullet through your brain, I'll complain.
It's friendship, friendship, just a perfect blendship. When other friendships go up in smoke, ours will still be oak.
I love the line in that song, if they ever put a bullet in your brain, I'll complain. I always think of it when I hear the Obama administration or whoever announce that it's gravely concerned about Bashar Assad's crackdown on Syrian protesters. If they ever put a bullet in your brain, I'll complain. 30 years later, 1974, Lucille Ball got to do another kind of friendship duet. Not Cole Porter this time, but Jerry Herman.
We'll always be bosom buddies, friends, sisters, and pals. We'll always be bosom buddies. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you.
If I say that your tongue is vicious,
if I call you uncouth,
it's simply that.
Who else but a bosom buddy will sit down and tell you the truth?
Lucille Ball and Bea Arthur in the film version of Mame. That's a very disturbing movie experience, and the blurry, woozy filters they shoot Lucy through give you a bit of a headache after a while. But it did give her the chance to let rip with a real ballad.
A stronger hand? Did he need a lighter touch? Was I soft or was I tough? Did I give enough? Did I give too much? At the moment that he needed me, did I ever turn away? Would I be there when he called? If he walked into my life today?
The posters for the movie said, Lucy, Mame! As if it was some kind of historic fusion of four-letter blockbusters. But the role of Mame was created on stage by Angela Lansbury, and Lucy never really challenged Miss Lansbury's ownership of those songs. So for our Song of the Week this week, we're going with the one contribution to the American Songbook written for Lucille Ball and introduced by her. It came from a Broadway show largely forgotten, Wildcat, 1960. And it was written by one of my favorite songwriting teams of all time, Cy Coleman and Carolyn Lee. They wrote very cool, sophisticated songs. And if you want evidence of that, look no further than Exhibit A.
Those fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare, that strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. And I've got no defense for it, the heat is too intense for it. What good would common sense for it do?
One of the greatest records ever made. Cy Coleman, Carolyn Lee, We Could Have Played The Best Is Yet To Come, or Rules of the Road. But is that hip, sensual, Coleman Lee sound what automatically springs to mind when you're thinking about putting Lucille Ball in a Broadway show? Not necessarily, but as the late Cy Coleman explained it to me many years ago, for all their pop success, Carolyn Lee always had her sights set on a big theater hit.
I guess Carolyn was always aiming for it. I had a career as a pianist going, and a very successful one, and I was working jazz clubs and quite happy and doing very well. I was on television all day, you know, not all day, every day. And I always thought of my writing as a kind of a secondary pursuit, and it just overtook me. The Carolyn, I suppose, was always heading for that, and we had an agent. He was a kind of like an old-style agent. You don't find these people anymore. He's still my agent. I should. His name is Abe Newborn, and Abe really built this. I mean, he worked in a way that you hardly see anymore. He asked us to write, you know, the little audition scores, which we did, and we auditioned for a show called Gypsy. And of course, we didn't get it, but we got a hit song out of it called Firefly. That was one of our audition songs.
I call her Firefly, 'cause oh my, she radiates moon glow. One
wants none of that noon glow. She starts to glitter when the sun goes down about 8 p.m.
The reason we wrote that was there was a picture in the book of little June, baby June, holding a little star or something, so we got Firefly out of that. And we were hired by one group of producers to do Omar Rice's Dream Girl, and which later became Skyscraper, which we didn't do. But I mean, it was one of those things where he played producer against producer, and we ended up getting a terrific advance. I mean, for writers that had never written a score before, we ended up with a terrific advance and good billing. And so Abe had really maneuvered us into place. And we got Wildcat because we had done one of these auditions for Michael Kidd, who remembered us. And he had another team of writers that were writing, and evidently they did not get on with Lucille Ball, or something happened there. And we inherited the show, and that's how we got started with it.
And of course, I gathered you'd had quite a few problems writing your big number for Lucille Ball before that.
Yes. Well, it was rather intimidating. I mean, Lucille Ball was probably one of the greatest stars of the world at that time. She was coming off of I Love Lucy. And every time she sneezed, it made page one, and we were rather impressed. So we wrote, a lot of the songs in the show, but the big opening number was tough to find. And you've got to remember that I wasn't writing exactly for one of the great sopranos or contraltos of all time. I was writing for Lucille Ball, who was not basically a singer. And the question that was intimidating, that the one that was really driving me up the wall, is what to have her sing that was going to land, because we thought that she should. And we searched for about 6 weeks. I think it was about 5 or 6 weeks. And we had written practically the rest of the score, little bits and pieces of it. And finally, one day, it was at Carolyn's house, and she said, if you just didn't care, if it wasn't Lucille Ball, it was just somebody who sang, you know, like that, and it was that kind of spirit and that kind of feeling in the opening scene, what would you write? I said, if that was the case, I would write something like this, and I wrote the whole tune to Hey, Look Me Over. Now, we were, as we discussed before, we were very proud of our style of writing and what we had done, which was quite sophisticated, and Hey, Look Me Over was somewhat of a departure from that. And we laughed, and we said, no, we wouldn't use it. And, I'd left her that afternoon, and about 3 or 4 hours later, she called me up. She said, remember that funny little tune that you had? I said, yes. And she said, well, I've put a funny little lyric to it. And she gave me the first four bars of Hey, Look Me Over, and we laughed. And we said, no, we would not use it. And then we played it for the publisher for a laugh, who seemed to hear money and cash registers and everything else. And he said, you've got to put this in the show. And we thought about it, and Carolyn finished the lyrics, and we did whatever polishing on it we could. And it was the big moment when we played for Lucille Ball, and she sat in the publishing office. And when I played that for her, she said, and she was very nervous, by the way, as I was, and so was Carolyn. And when I played her Hey, Look Me Over, she said, well, I can sing that. And she got up and she did.
But you gotta beat the drum, Janie. You gotta tell them, here we come, pow, pow. You gotta say, stand up and listen. You gotta say, it's us, we're here. You gotta say, hey, look me over, lend me an ear. Fresh out of clover, mortgage up to here. But don't pass the plate, folks, don't pass the cup. I figure whenever you're down and out, the only way is up, and I'll be up like a rosebud, high on the vine. Don't thumb your nose, but take a tip from mine. A little bit short of the elbow room, but let me get me some. And look out, world, here I come.
Look out, world. In her opening number on Broadway, Lucille Ball had a showstopper. The only problem was the show had stopped. For a variety of reasons, Wildcat never quite caught fire, and that was it for Lucy on Broadway. But the song she introduced stuck around.
Hey, look me over, lend me an ear. Fresh out of clover, mortgage up to here.
but don't pass the plate, folks. Don't pass the cup. I figure whenever you're down and out, the only way is up.
That's Bing Crosby and Rosie Clooney. Here's Louis Armstrong.
And I'll be up like a rosebud, high on the vine. Don't thumb your nose, but take the tip of mine. I'm a little bit short of the elbow room, but let me get me some. And look out, world, here I come.
Satchmo sang it, so did Judy Garland.
Hey, take a gander, look at this chick. Fix it to the meander through thin and thick. But don't get depressed if you hear that I've been in a rock. Cause if there's a way to get out of it, I'll always find out how I'm going.
And here's my favorite version from the early 60s, Peggy Lee.
Yes, like a rosebud.
That's about as cool as Hey Look Me Over gets. Cy Coleman, Carolyn Lee, a long way from witchcraft or the best is yet to come. Here it is, rendered as part of a Cockney pub sing-along of beloved Brit favourites, the sort best washed down with 23 pints of beer before you stagger home through the riots and looting. It's a long way to Tipperary. Pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and then... Try to imagine witchcraft rendered as a pub sing-along. Oi, those fingers in my hair. Oh, that sly, come hither stare. Watch ya, mate. If you think that's bad, I once saw the former British Prime Minister, Edward Heath, a man who fancied himself a great musician, at a village fair somewhere in Kent or Hampshire, somewhere like that. And the local brass band was playing Hey, Look Me Over. And the conductor hands Sir Edward the baton and motions to him to take over the number. Ted Heath held that thing like a piece of dog excrement. Oh, the indignity of a great conductor having to lurch through some ghastly, vulgar American show tune. As an antidote to that, here's the composer himself. This is from one of my favourite albums. Cy Coleman singing his own songs. He's on the cover in a very cool pose, puffing on a cigarette, immaculately shot cuffs, the swinging bachelor, like he was when he used to play the piano on the late night Playboy TV show, surrounded by playmates in the late 50s. I was horrified to discover that this great track is not available on MP3 or even CD, so we've had to get out the old LP player from the attic. But it's worth it.
Follow along, I say, and paint 'em a rosy view. Sing 'em a song, I say, and sing 'em a song we do. Loud as a chanticleer and jittery as a hen. Ready to whoops, my dear, but here we go again. Hey, look me over. Don't pass the plate, don't pass the cup. I figure whenever you're down and out, the only way is up, and I'll be up like a rosebud high on the vine. Don't thumb your nose. rosebud, take a dip from mine. I'm a little bit short of the elbow room, so let me get me some. And look out, world, hear me shout, world, hey, look out, world, here I come.
I miss Cy Coleman. He was a funny guy, and he liked to tell stories, and he loved to laugh. I was with him years ago, and he told me when he was a teenager, he'd written a fiendishly complex piano sonata. But what with his evenings at the jazz club and an active social life, he'd managed to misplace it. Surely you can play it from memory, I suggested. He said, sit down and order dinner, and turned to the keyboard and played a great club of chords, and we both laughed. And afterwards, the lady I was dating at the time said to me, absolutely mystified, what's funny about sit down and order dinner? Anyway, here's a Cy Coleman story about Lucille Ball from that very first meeting where he and Carolyn Lee played her Hey, Look Me Over for the very first time.
And it was one of those kind of tense meetings, you know, people who don't really know each other and they're playing a score for her and she's wondering, are they going to ask me to sing or what's going to happen? But of course, we got, it was a very funny story because I remember us staring at each other at the piano. She got up and she was frightened to death and I couldn't figure out why she was so frightened. I thought it must be me projecting it. So we got locked in this gaze and we we never stopped it. Finally, at the end of the day, when we'd become friendlier, she said to me, let's not do that again. She says, my eyeballs hurt. And I said, well, so do mine.
Cy Coleman's story of Lucille Ball, born August 6th, 1911, a huge historic star in American television, but also a worthy footnote in American music. Here's Lucy singing Cy Coleman.
Come on, Janie!
Oh, why did them laugh at us?
Not if we sing loud enough, come on!
Follow along, she says, and paint them a rosy view.
And tell them a story.
Sing them a song, she says, and sing them a song we do.
We're hitting the road.
Loud as a chanticleer and jittery as a hen.
The road to glory.
Ready to whoops, my dear, but here we go again.
Yeah!
Hey, look me over, let me hear.
Look me here, look me near.
Look to here.
To Lisa Hill.
Pass the plate.
Or in a pinch.
Pass the cup.
We'll take an acre.
Whenever you're down
we'll
and
take
up.
An inch.
The only way is up
and make it pay.
Like a rose.
So what do you say? We give the wild cat
you know,
a hip hooray. Hey, hey.
A little bit short of the elbow room, but let
me get us some.
If all that it takes is a little hot air to fill the vacuum, then we'll be up.
Like a rose, but the sky on the mind.
Cause don't thumb your nose, but take a tip from mine. A little bit short of the elbow room, but let us get us some. And look out, world! Hear me shout, world! Hey, look out, world! Here we go!
Lucille Ball with Paula Stewart and the second chorus of her one and only Showstopper. That's it. Hey, Look Us Over. Next time.
Mark Stein's Song of the Week is a production of Mark Stein Enterprises. All rights reserved.